Russell says the Haines Police Department has suffered from a lack of vision and oversight that has left problems in need of immediate attention. He drew those conclusions after observing the department, reviewing its policy, examining records, and talking to staff and community members during a week-long visit to Haines in March. Russell says that previous police chiefs did not perform the expectations of an effective chief and did not establish a solid foundation to build a professional department.
Through inattention, through lack of follow-through, or many times just through ignorance of what really needs to occur, these kind of circumstances occur.
Inattention and poor leadership have led to what Russell describes as ineffective services, low morale, personnel turnover, and a lack of confidence in the police that's felt throughout the community. Russell says this isn't just a failure of previous police chiefs, but also prior borough managers and assemblies.
There were no surprises.
That's borough manager Dave Sosa, who requested the external audit.
What's important is getting it down in writing, making it clear for everybody, and making a commitment to do something about it. That's what's been lacking. And we've got that now, and we're going to make a difference.
Russell says within the department, he found widespread feelings of lack of direction and follow-through. Those feelings were echoed by community members he talked to. Russell says the issues that have the highest liability have to do with organization of the evidence room, personnel recruitment, screening and hiring, and policy and procedures manuals. The police chief who was in place while Russell conducted the audit was Bill Musser. Musser tendered his resignation in March, and his last day was in May. Now the police department is under the authority of interim chief Robert Griffiths. Russell says hiring a quality permanent chief is crucial.
I have literally seen good, effective police departments deteriorate when they get an ineffective or they made a poor choice when it came to hiring a police chief. It just blinds.
The Haines Public Safety Commission plans to hold a public hearing September 2nd to hear from community members about what they'd like to consider in the hiring of a new chief. And there are more police jobs to be filled. Right now, only one of three officer positions is occupied by a permanent full-time employee. One of the officer posts is filled by a temporary hire. So the borough is currently recruiting for two out of three officer jobs. Sosa says there are some things making the recruitment process difficult.
I think the reality is, within the state of Alaska, there's no secrets about the status of our department or any other department. People know. There's a reason we've been having challenges hiring officers and keeping officers and getting officers of the quality that we want, because there is a perception, and given the results of the audit, a correct perception that there have been historical challenges with the department.
Now let's get into some more details in the audit. Russell graded dispatch operations below standards. He says hiring and keeping highly trained emergency dispatchers must be a fundamental goal. Russell says there are some infrastructure problems in dispatch as well. He says records management is outdated and unreliable, and current radio communication equipment leaves emergency personnel in some areas without dispatch communication. Russell says dispatch is in need of a strengthened policy and procedures manual, as is the department as a whole. Russell says current manuals are outdated, not maintained, or non-existent. He says a policy and procedures manual is absolutely critical. Russell says Haines PD is also below standards in its evidence handling. He says that necessary duty is often disregarded. Russell says the police budget requires immediate attention. He says the budget is short-sighted and status quo. Community-oriented policing. That's what Russell thinks the department needs to hold as a goal.
The bottom line is you cannot just hire more police officers and make your community feel safer or reduce crime. It has to be a partnership. Partnerships are based upon trust. The only way that that's going to occur is if you have communication, a free flow of information between the community and to the police department.
The only thing more critical than Russell's review of the department are the comments he recorded from conversations with 29 members of the public. many of the residents had negative impressions of former police chief Musser. Some didn't even know the chief's name. Many of the interviewees also complained about long-term issues. Some said they were worried crimes, including drug use, were rising in Haines, and the police department had not proven themselves capable of solving and preventing those crimes. Sosa and Griffiths say they have been addressing some of the immediate problems already. Sosa says he hopes to conduct this kind of audit on the police department every 3 years. He says if it is done again in 3 years, this is what he hopes will be different.
As we, you know, go around talking to members of the community, I'd like to hear them say that they're proud of their police department, they appreciate the job that their officers are doing, and they fully support them in their mission.
The full police department review is available at HainesAlaska.gov. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.